I'd always thought it was the dead that would forever be my biggest problem. With the ghosts and lack of privacy and near-constant headaches as souls just would not shut up, a year ago, those were my biggest problems. Now, I'd give my left boob to go back to that. He's one guy, Sloane. Flicking the cap off my favorite amaretto creamer, I added the blissful concoction to the nectar of life. Slippery as fuck, sure, but a god he is not. How can the fates not know where he is? I call bullshit. Yes, it was 8 p.m. on a Wednesday, and no, I did not give a fuck that I was drinking coffee so late. If I didn't drink the happy go-go juice, I would dive headfirst into the vodka and never come out. My sister, however, poured herself a glass of booze and chugged it back like a champ. Then, even though she was an actual goddess, she shivered like she'd never taken a shot before in her life. Rookie. Your ex makes our brother look like a saint. Have you looked through these case files? She lifted a stack of files from the ABI with the redaction spells removed. Cover-ups, murder, torture, mind control. The more I read, the more I think maybe blood mages should be watched better. Oh, shit. Now that Agent Serino was gone and Serena was in charge of the Knoxville ABI, I had been given access to all of Bishop's old cases. The temporary director was the biggest, rule-following, stick-up-her-ass pain in mind since she'd taken the helm, and I was glad she had gone back to Savannah where she could rule that clusterfuck with an iron fist. But now that I dived into these cases, the reading made me sick to my stomach. Because Bishop was one thing that Nero wasn't. Sneaky. Nero was a dyed-in-the-wool show pony that wanted all eyes on him, wanted anyone and everyone to know exactly how big his dick was. Bishop wanted power under the radar and was quite good at getting it. Considering he had mind-controlled both me and his partner and who knew who else, he was a one-man wrecking ball, and that was just the shit we knew about. How many Arcaners had ushered the asshole into more and more power? 50? 100? And who knew if that even scratched the surface? You're telling me he disappeared, just like that? I griped, stomping my foot. And you have no idea where he is. You, of all people, all-seeing, all-knowing death herself? I lifted my mug as I shot her a glare over the rim. Again, bullshit. How many times had Sloane told me she couldn't tell me the future? Okay, so it was like twice, but it was enough to piss me off. She poured herself another shot. You want to talk to the fates yourself? Be my guest. Personally, I'd love to see you reason with those women. The thought of waltzing into the underworld and picking a bone with the women who controlled my future gave me a whole body shudder. No thanks, but I reserve the right to take you up on your offer if things go even more sideways than they already have. Sloane raised her shot glass and slammed it back. This time, her shiver was negligible. I'm sorry, you know. Confused, I plopped my cup back on the counter. For what? For letting you go with him after I knew better? After I knew what he was? I knew it would hurt you, but the outcome would have changed for the worse, and I'm glad you got out. I'm sorry I couldn't do more to make that happen faster. Now I was really in need of that vodka.